لذت ذکرنا میں خدا ہے چمن، لذت ذکرنا میں خدا ہے چمن، اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن۔ لذت ذکرنا میں خدا ہے چمن، لذت ذکرنا میں خدا ہے چمن، اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن۔ کی ہے جس نے بھی جرت تیرے نام پر، پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہارِ وطن۔ کی ہے جس نے بھی جرت تیرے نام پر، پا گیا پا گیا وہ بہارِ وطن۔ ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے، ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے، اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن۔ لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن، لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن، اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن۔ یہ ہے فیضان آہوں کو غادے کرو، دامن کو ہمیں دل کے سامگن۔ بل یقی پائے گا نسبت اولیا، بل یقی پائے گا نسبت اولیا، جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن۔ یہ ہے فیضان آہوں کو غادے کر لو، دامن کو ہمیں دل کے سامگن۔ دل یقی پائے گا نسبت اولیا، دل یقی پائے گا نسبت اولیا، جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن۔ لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن، لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن، اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن۔ شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں، عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن۔ پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں، پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں، کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن۔ شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں، عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن۔ پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں، پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں، کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن۔ لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن، لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن، اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن۔ کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو، زندہ باد وطن، زندہ باد وطن۔ ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے، ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے۔ اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو صد وطن۔ کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے دوستو، زندہ باد وطن، زندہ باد وطن۔ ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے، ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے۔ اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو صد وطن۔ لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن، لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب درد دل ہے چمن میں کوئی جس رشت کے چمن. روز و شب ہے یہ اختر کی آہ و فغان, روز و شب ہے یہ اختر کی آہ و فغان. بخش دے روز محشر مجھے ظلمنن. نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب درد دل ہے چمن میں کوئی جس رشت کے چمن. روز و شب ہے یہ اختر کی آہ و فغان, روز و شب ہے یہ اختر کی آہ و فغان. بخش دے روز محشر مجھے ظلمنن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن, لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن, اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا, اما بعد. This beautiful poem of our illustrious Dada Shaykh Arif Billah Rumi Waqf Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana, which Hazrat has presented in beautiful poetic form, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this world to get enjoyment of life. And where is the enjoyment of life? Hazrat explains here so beautifully, لَذَّتِ ذِكْرِ نَامِ خُدَاهِ چَمَن. When a person gets connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat through the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learns to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with love and enjoyment and passion. In other words, day and night he enjoys making the zikr of Allah, and that zikr penetrates the heart, and every moment he is worried that I must live in the obedience of Allah. And then that person is living in such a splendid garden, only he knows what enjoyment he's got in his heart. And this is a real, and this is real enjoyment of life, and this is real person that is in a garden all the time. You can be living in a tin shanty, but when you get connection with Allah and you get the enjoyment of taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then as Hazrat Mawlana Rum rahmatullah alayhi says, Allah Allah eche shirin asnam shiro shakkar misha wa janam tamam, that oh Allah, your name is so enjoyable. What are all the enjoyable and tasty drinks of this world, whether it's milk mixed with honey, etc. In another couplet he says, oh Allah, when you give me the opportunity to take your name with your love, then every hair on my body becomes a river of honey. So this we have, Allah Ta'ala has brought us here to learn how to get this connection. And then a person takes the name, makes zikr of Allah Ta'ala with great passion and enjoyment. And then Hazrat explains that لَذَّتِ ذِكْرِ نَامِ خُدَاهِ چَمَن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. That a person who wants real splendor and enjoyment and be living in a garden, he must learn to get the taste of the enjoyment of just making, taking the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then what can be said in living a life of the obedience of Allah? Then a person who doesn't tread this path and he just wants to think, it's my life, I want to live, I want to. Then such a person who lives in ghaflat, in unmindfulness, he is not concerned and is not mindful of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he feels it's my life, nobody must tell me what to do, then Hazrat says his world is like a world of terror. He's like living in a very, very desolate jungle and very scary place. In other words, all the time this person is living in misery, he's in turmoil. Outwardly he can be driving the best car, wearing the best name brand clothes, and living in the best city in the world. But in his heart he's only in turmoil all the time. Then Hazrat explains, if you want to come out of that turmoil, what is the way out? Ki hai jisne bhi hijrat tere naam par, pa gaya wo bahari watan. A person who just realized that to come out of my depression and my turmoil, I don't have to go to any psychiatrist. I have to come here by the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will teach me that the real hijrat, migration,
is not to migrate that, yeah, I think there's too much crime, let me go to another country, there there will be peace, or there there will be greener pastures. No, wherever you go, the same Allah is there. Migrate from our disobedience to Allah and run towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hazrat says, such a person who made hijrat, that person has found the spring of his town. In other words, the great enjoyment, whichever city you will go, if you get connection with Allah, then you will be in enjoyment wherever you go. You can be living in a small town, alone, and in a small shanty, but you got connected to Allah, you will be living in a beautiful garden. But Hazrat explains, what is this real hijrat all about? Which Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, Al-Muhajiru man hajara amma nahallahu an. Hazrat says it here so beautifully, hai zaruri gunao ko bhi chhod de. Asal hijrat nahi sirf sar ke watan. That actual hijrat and migration is not just to leave your place and go to another town, another city, another country. The real hijrat, you can be staying wherever you are. You can be staying in a crime-torn area, but you run away from your sins, from the disobedience of Allah. Then see, Allah will keep you protected. Then you will be in peace. Otherwise, you can run away to outwardly, which might seem the most peaceful place. But look at the statistics of the world, where they regard as peaceful countries, the most suicides are committed there. So that is not peace. Hey ye faizane aao fuga deklo, damane ko me dil hai kaisa magan. Hazrat explains, when you come to these majalis and you realize that I'm living an unmindful life, and how to care, get out of this, that is, we beg Allah Ta'ala during the course of the night and take deep sighs of regret, ah, wa fuga, that is, cry to Allah Ta'ala and beg Allah Ta'ala for your forgiveness. Hazrat says, look at the splendor of this making tawbah, and this is the way to make hijrat. Beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And Hazrat explains, you can be at the lap of the mountain, alone you can be, but you will be in such enjoyment, nobody can explain. You only that what is in your heart. Hazrat explains, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسُ مَا أُفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُنٍ. When that person gets the real, coolness of his eyes, in the enjoyment of the obedience of Allah, nobody knows what's in his heart. What enjoyment every buzurg and pious person got, nobody knows. Hazrat says, in this way, بِالْيَقِينَ پَائِگَا نِزْبَةِ أَوْلِيَا جِسْكَ دِلْ كُو لَگِي هَي خُدَا سَي لَگَن. Hazrat says, I give you guarantee, definitely, you will get nisbati awliya, the connection of being the great friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In which way? When your heart really gets connected to Allah. As Allah ta'ala said, in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. That understand and realize that the friends of Allah ta'ala are only those people who have got taqwa in their heart. Those people who are all the time worried and conscious that I mustn't disobey Allah ta'ala for a moment. All the time, together with the ibadah, together with the zikr, Allah Ta'ala says, these are such men, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارُ. They'll be making trade also, but they more worried of the trade of akhirat. Namaz they will never miss, they won't miss their zakat, etc. Everything punctual, all the time in the masjid, on the five times salah. But all this, making tawbah istighfar, that what is going to be our condition on the day of Qiyamah. And we see here what we learn from Hazrat and in this majalis, that chehre mahbub ho, jahan bhi kahi, aashiqo ka suna hai, wahi hai matan. Then a person don't look to go to this place and that place. He is place where his beloved is. And who will be your beloved? That great personality who taught you how to get connected to the creator of love. And that is Allah Rabbul Izzat. And who brought this love to us? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these majalis of the friends of Allah, wherever your sheikh will be staying, you can be somewhere far, but that will be your actual home. And your heart will be all the time connected to that city. Then Hazrat says, then what can be said? Fir Madine ki lazzatu me kya kahun? Then what can I explain you of the enjoyment of Madina Sharif? That you've been thousands of miles, but you're just thinking of Madina Sharif all the time. And what is the sign? You start your day with Durood Sharif. You end your day with Durood Sharif. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is closer to us than our own self, because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us the prescription of life. That is to be connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hazrat says, then you'll be yearning if only my home could be Madina Sharif. But if you connected to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no matter where you are, your heart should be your home of Medina Sharif. Then Hazrat says, kis taro mein, kis taro mein kahu, dil se eh dosto, zindabad eh watan, zindabad eh watan. Then how can I say from the depth of my heart that my hometown, sweet hometown, and be it ever loving? No, that is not my hometown. My hometown is actually where my sheikh is. And greater than that, the greater sheikh, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is my hometown which is in my heart. That although hai watan mein, magar madine mein hai, magar dil madine mein hai. Eh Medina, fida tujh pe ho sad watan. Hazrat says, I can be in my hometown, but my heart is connected to Medina Sharif. And in this way, I can sacrifice thousands of all those outwardly beautiful cities. There can't be any city compared to the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat explains, people who have got this reality of life and this enjoyment of the connection of Allah, they are such. Nek logo mein ho sahibe dard dil, hai chaman mein koi jaise raske chaman. Allahu Akbar. That the pious servants of Allah, person who has got dard dil, connection with Allah, he might be in the company of outwardly pious people, people making a lot of ibadat, but he is like in a garden. The garden is so beautiful, but there is a special flower that the whole garden envies. That is a sahibi dil, a aatik of Allah Ta'ala. Allah has brought us here. We beg Allah Ta'ala to grant us this great gift through the barakat of our Shaykh. And together with that, Hazrat says, what is the sign of this love of Allah? Roze shab hai ye akhtar ki aao fuha. Bakhsh de roze mehshar mujhe zulminan. That their eyes are on the day that you're going to stand in front of Allah. That, oh Allah, Hazrat Akhtar, Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi is teaching us that this dua of ours, oh Allah, I cry and I beg of you, I take deep sighs day and night that, oh Allah, please forgive me on the day of Qiyamah. You are the one that is very kind and you bless abundance. So bless me with forgiveness on the day of Qiyamah. Allah grant us all.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد chapter next chapter love for Allah and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are three qualities which if found in a person, he will experience the sweetness of Iman. Number one, Allah Ta'ala and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are more beloved to him than everyone else, than everything else. Number two, he loves a person solely for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, not for any worldly motive. He loves the person solely because he is a man of Allah. And number three, he detests returning to disbelief after Allah Ta'ala has rescued him from it, just as he detests being cast into the fire. He hates kufr so much. Another hadith, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, none of you is a complete believer until he loves me more than his father, his children and all people. Another narration, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person cannot be a true believer until he loves me more than his family and all people. A narration of Bukhari Sharif from Abdullah ibn Hisham states that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I most certainly love you more than everything except my own life. In other words, it does not seem as if I love you as much as I love my own life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I take an oath in the being in whose control is my life. You will not be a true believer unless you love me more than your own life. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, I now feel as if I love you more than my own life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Umar, you are now a true believer. This point can easily be understood as follows. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu did not think that one feels the same amount of pain at the discomfort of others as one feels for his own discomfort. That is why he felt his life was more beloved to him. When he thought about it, he realized that if the time came to give his life, then every Muslim will certainly be prepared to give his life to save the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the same way, a true Muslim will never turn away from giving his life for Islam. In this way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more beloved than one's own life. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, love Allah Ta'ala because He gives you of His bounties in your food, and love me because Allah Ta'ala loves me. This does not mean that we must love Allah Ta'ala solely because He gives us food. Rather, what it means is that if Allah's bounties and favors are countless and many, if a person cannot understand and fathom all of these bounties, at least understand as one favor, which is so obvious and can never be denied. Thus, understand as one favor and love Allah Ta'ala for it. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated, a Bedouin came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "O Rasulullah, when will the final hour take place? When will Qiyamah take place?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, "What preparations have you made for it?" He then said, "I do not have so many nafal salahs and fasts, but I certainly love Allah and His Messenger." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, said, "On the day of Qiyamah, each person will be with the one whom he loved. This means that you would be with me. And the one who is with me in the year after will be with Allah Ta'ala as well." Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu said, "After embracing Islam, I did not see the Muslims rejoicing over anything as much as they rejoiced over the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Hazrat writes, "What a great glad tearing in this hadith. Even if a person does not have a large treasure of acts in his worship, he will receive such a great reward solely due to his love for Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Hazrat Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu raised that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once spent the entire night in Tahajjud Salah reciting this verse, "In tu'adhibhum fa innahum ibaduk, wa in taghfir lahum fa innaka antal azizul hakim." That, "Oh Allah, if you punish them, my ummah, then they are your servants, you have every right over them. But if you forgive them, it is not difficult for you at all, because you alone are most powerful, and you alone are all wise. If you pardon sinners, it will be based on your wisdom." Shaykh Dahlawi rahmatullah alayhi says that the theme of this verse is a statement of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam with respect to his people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam most probably made a similar representation before Allah Ta'ala and requested the forgiveness of his own ummah. Shaykh Dahlawi rahmatullah alayhi used the word probably as a precaution, although no other possibility exists. And look at the affection which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for his ummah. He sacrificed his comfort for the entire night for the sake of his ummah, continued making dua for his followers, and sought pardon for them. Can there be any person so heartless as to hear such kindness and affection and still not develop love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?